Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm alright. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight.
Hey Jay, when's the last time you had a hangover?
Oh my gosh. It's been forever. I'm getting old.
Or a roofie.
Oh, geez. We got a great guest coming your way here who really, in my opinion, needs no introduction. Love his work. Actor, comedian Matt Walsh. It's a pleasure to have you with us right now. How you doing, man?
Doing great. And I'm not hungover either. So
you know, before we get started, I'm just curious. How did you get through that one scene in The Hangover without laughing? I mean, was it one take or?
It was multiple takes. It was multiple takes. If you go on YouTube, there's a very funny outtake from us trying to get through that where we nobody, me, Ed Helms, Zach, Bradley Cooper, we couldn't keep it together.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Great scene.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, you've been doing comedy forever, and I want to get into it a little bit here. First of all, you're from Chicago. My father here was born in Chicago.
Pine Grove Avenue.
There you go.
Where's Pine Grove? Where is that one?
Two blocks from Wrigley Field.
Oh, I know where Pine Grove is now. Yep. That's cool. I lived up there for 8 years, up right by Wrigley.
It was once a nice neighborhood.
It's actually beautiful, though. I mean, it's a beautiful area now with the stadium all revamped. But that being said, though, you're from Chicago, so are you a Cubs fan?
I'm going to give you a great disappointing answer. I'm not really a baseball guy.
Okay.
I get on the bandwagon for the Sox or the Cubs, kind of. I guess I grew up on the South Side, so that's typically the Sox area. But when the Cubs had their run, you know, 6-7 years ago, it was amazing.
Yeah, well, the Chicago Bears look pretty good this season, and I don't know if you follow them, but certainly they are going to have a big turnaround this year.
We feel that every year, don't we?
Yeah, well.
We're going to get a new stadium in the next 10 years, it looks like. Hopefully it'll be in Chicago, and I miss Justin Fields, but I it seems like there's a lot of pressure on those general managers to get. You look at the last Super Bowl and the guys that are quarterbacking those teams, you have to really be a top five quarterback, seemingly, in this league. And maybe they had doubts about Fields getting there. I don't know. But I really like that kid.
So let's talk a little bit about how you got into the show business.
Yeah, from Chicago. How young were you when you decided you wanted to do this?
I think after college I was studying psychology. Going to grad school a little bit for a psychologist degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also doing improv at night, and Chicago has a big improv and sketch comedy team, and I think at some point I just got bit by the bug and realized there was less responsibility in comedy.
Oh, boy. Well, when did you make your way out to L.A.?
So I did New York from like 96 to 04, 05, and then I got to L.A. in 04, 05.
Wow.
So it'll be 20 years, coming up on 20 years, yeah.
You know, it's a tough racket, right, man? I mean, how do you continue? I mean, obviously you're very talented. You've had a great opportunity to be in some great shows, great, you know, movies, but it's not the easiest business to maintain.
Sanity.
Yeah.
What do you think is the number one thing that's really kept you going?
Oh, what is it? I think in the beginning it's the joy. Like, you're willing to do just about anything, and you're willing to be poor to just keep learning this craft of comedy and acting and performing. And then I think once you're getting some success, whether it's a commercial or a small part in a film, you're certainly validated, and you start to meet people who know you're funny or a good actor. And then I think at some point the horse is out of the barn. Like, I don't know what else I would do at this point. So I guess momentum. And I think you keep trying to find things that either scare you, mm-hmm. or terms of comedy, you know, make you laugh. Like, you read a script and you find it really funny, so you want to do it. And then oftentimes you do things because your friends are involved, you know, like someone really funny or talented is doing a small project or a movie, and you're like, I would love to do that, you know.
So what are some of your favorite roles in movies?
I loved him in Veep. It was such a, I mean, that mm-hmm. that should be going on and on and on forever, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that was a great show. Like, that certainly is one of my favorite roles. The writing on that, the cast, working with Julia, the process of, you know, developing those characters. It's a real privilege to have 7 seasons of one character, because you get to come back mm-hmm. and make that character more subtle or understand it better, and the perspective and point of view of that character. And I think that was probably up there as one of the great, you know, experiences for me as an actor.
But, you know, Matt, it's interesting because you've done a lot of film, and then you had this show for 7 seasons, as you mentioned. But, you know, what's more grueling and tiring, if you will? I mean, just working on a film for a few months, or is it just, you know, does it feel great to just have a series where you're just going in, you know, on a daily basis or on a weekly basis to just get your job done?
I guess it all depends. Like, movies in scope can be bigger. Like, there's, you know, there can be car chases and explosions in movies, which they tend to not do in TV, let's say. And movies are challenging in that you don't get to come back. Like, they're shorter, and you got to figure it out quicker. And it's oftentimes with a cast that you're just getting to meet and understand and develop chemistry with. So they bring their own challenges. And TV, if you get a couple seasons or a couple episodes even, you get to revisit that character. So that's really rewarding as an actor, to come back to something that you've sort of worked on and developed and painted the details in your mind of. So those are the, you know, that's my hot take on the differences and what I like about both.
You know, I got to ask you a question. I mean, first of all, I want to know what you are coming up with, as far as your new project. But I got to tell you, Flaming Hot from last year was awesome. What a great movie that was. And one of our dear friends was in it as well, Dennis Haysbert, who we've known for so many years. Oh. Play golf with him a lot. But what a great movie that
Dennis.
Was.
I love Dennis. Dennis came. I have a charity golf outing every year. He's been he bailed on me this year, but last year he was in my foursome. So we played a lot of golf when we were filming Flaming Hot, and he turned me on to Top Golf. He would we'd go out to Top Golf on our days off. He's wonderful.
So what's coming up for you, Matt?
I'm doing a show that's currently out called Manhunt on Apple. It's a historical fiction, and it's a drama, and I play Dr. Mudd. It's an excellent limited series. All the truthful, like, events around Lincoln's assassination and wow. the attempt to, like, topple the cabinet, and the 13 days they tried to capture John Wilkes Booth, and the sort of tenuous state of America in those days. It was very scary. So I'm in that, and then I do a podcast, Veep-related, called Second in Command, which is Tim Simons, the guy who played Jonah, the tall one. We go through old episodes of Veep, and we bring on our old friends and just goof around, probably like you and your dad there, just talk about nonsense.
Oh, I love this.
That's funny.
Well, you and know, then, what about with that? What about that movie with RZA?
Oh my God! Thank you. Oh, you did your IMDb search. There's a movie called Not an Artist, which I have yet to find out when it's coming out, but I made a film probably right at the end of COVID with RZA from the Wu-Tang, who's the best.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll come out. And then there's a movie called The Good Half, which I'm in, where I play Nick Jonas's dad, and Elizabeth Shue is my ex-wife, which isn't bad.
No, not at all. Well, you know what? It's just it's an honor to have you on, and certainly we love your work. You keep us laughing. We love comics, and the fact that you're a golfer even makes it that much better. What's your handicap?
My handicap is my swing.
I figured you'd say that. I love it. Well, continued success, Matt, as always. I appreciate you joining us early in the morning out there in California, but best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you as well.
You too, my man.
There you go. More to come live here on Living the Good Life Show. Everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back live.
Lockdown. Yo, you sweet like phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl, not tell me, no, 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 no. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, gon' give me your lo, 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 lo